You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, we're down in Prince Rupert this week for the 66th All-Native Basketball Tournament. The annual event draws hundreds of players from across the province and beyond as they face off in one of the longest-running community basketball tournaments in Canada. This year, Metlakatla Alaska opened the games with their fourth-generation drummers and dancers as the packed crowd erupted with cheers as they made their way into the Russell Gamble Memorial Gym to kick off the tournament.
To welcome the Lost Orleans Hereditary.
As the games kicked off, early indications that the Skidigat men's and women's team have a strong showing this year that might lead them to victory. Just last night in the nail-biter contest, the L'Aquilam's intermediate women lost a tough game to the Skidigat Saints after leading the game for almost two quarters of play. But in the end, Skidigat came out on top, winning the contest 41-38. I had a chance to chat with both teams following the game.
Gitanjat Erica Reed from Skagilda, Skidigat, Haida Gwaii.
And you just had a pretty nail-biter there with L'Aquilam's. The game didn't start off so well for the Saints. You guys were down by quite a bit, but you seemed to come back in the end. Maybe take me through a little bit of how the game went for you.
I feel like we started off strong. Our defense sort of got it together. You know, we applied some pressure. We sort of lost it near the tail end of the first and didn't really get it back till almost the end of the fourth when we kind of bounced back. So, you know, we're a new squad, we're a young squad, a couple sort of OG vets that could be in the Masters division with a whole bunch of young new players. So really super proud of them. Dylan Davies coming back from the zones. You know, she's only in grade 10, 15, playing up in senior girls basketball. She was a huge piece of our team that was missing in our first game. So we're really happy to have Dylan back. Yeah.
You know, this tournament has a history of having a number of women's divisions, added another one last year. What is it like taking part of this and having several generations playing on the team?
I mean, it's pretty exciting, right? You know, the Saints have been around for a long time, and I mean, the Haidas in general have been showing up and winning championships, and you know, a lot of this squad of girls, you know, were some of the first ever provincial junior all-native basketball tournament champs back in 2018 and 19, I believe. So now, you know, coaching those girls and then getting to play with them is huge. So yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, it's nice to have women representation from Skidigit, women on the court. We've gone long stretches with no women's representation of Skidigit Saints, so we're just really proud to have this young squad and, you know, have the community holding up their women again.
I know you mentioned that there, you know, there's a deep history with basketball in the Haida, and obviously the Saints. You know, this tournament, now having the squad that you have, what are you guys trying to do next to be successful in the rest of the tournament?
Well, I mean, we're not playing again until early Wednesday morning, so we just sort of regroup and pull ourselves together and show up and do the best we can do and leave it all out there and, you know, work on just that connection with each other and finding who's working together and, you know, showing up with a good, solid defense that the community can be proud of. And I mean, regardless, it's a young squad, I think the community's proud, but, you know, the further we can make it and push along in the tournament, the better. So.
All right, thank you so much.
Hawa, thank you.
My name is Aileen Brooks. I am from Local Lambs.
Aileen, you just had a bit of a nail-biting finish there against the Haida Saints, Skidigit Saints, rather. You guys were up quite a bit. What happened throughout that game?
I think we just got in our heads and we just stopped running, and then they outran us.
You in particular had a number of three-point shots there. Tell me a little bit about what are you kind of looking at when you're coming back or coming down the court and trying to line up a three-pointer, because it seemed like the balls were coming to you to get those three-pointers.
They just tried to get me open. They kind of stepped back a lot on me, so I just try to take them as much shots as I can, and they'll eventually drop.
When you're the hometown team, you know, this is Lax-Williams territory, and you know, the Chiefs came in yesterday, and it seemed like there was a roar for the teams from Lac-Williams. How does that make you feel to be part of that and to have that you know, basically a home territory vibe going on?
It feels amazing. I love being in my culture. I've grown up around it my whole life, and I've lived on Tsimshian territory as long as I can remember, and it's amazing to see everyone being able to see our culture and be able to embrace it as we do.
Aileen, you know, there's a deep history with this tournament, and obviously with, you know, especially the women's teams, you see multiple generations in there. You know, what does basketball and what does this tournament mean for you?
It's a love game. Like, I grew up, my mom played it. She's, in my mind, a legend, and I look up to her, and that's what I come to this tournament to be, with my family and do what I love.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.